Greetings, hello, and welcome to the Beyond Earth show. I'm your host, Ray Trujillo, and thank you, all of you, so very much for joining me today in this beautiful summer transmission on August 23rd, 2025. And it is a new moon, and a beautiful new moon, indeed, the Black Moon. And I also want to dedicate the show to not only Virgos, as we're in the Virgo season, but also to a dear friend, Lou, the amethyst wolf of all. And so I wanted to especially focus on this new moon and the order in which we strive for the order and perfection that is essentially the embodiment of what Virgo entails. And when we're in the new moon in conjunction with the sign of Virgo, which is of order, organization, perfectionism, beauty, oftentimes we get very overwhelmed in this third dimensional realm. Oftentimes there's chaos that seeks order. Oftentimes there are calamities in the world that are out of our control. And also our own internal calamities and our own internal struggles that we all have to deal with at some point. And what is the bane of that? The order in which we seek, that organization in which we seek, whether it be organization of our thoughts, if we think about quieting of the mind, the beginner's mind, emptying the mind, the Buddha's mind, when Christ would go and pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, that emptying the mind to create the miracles to receive, right? And the Buddhist mind, emptying the mind to clear and to focus and to attain that Zen and that enlightenment and that inner ordainment towards a further goal of self-actualization. And in the parallel of it is that in the self-actualization is to invoke that miracle or miracles, plural, right? That one may seek. And so when we have a great deal to work with in the third dimensional realm, and oftentimes, and especially coming out of Mercury retrograde, which is the prelude to reset things in order to redo, revisit, reunite, and also to make sure that mistakes are double checked, to avoid those mistakes. And if mistakes were made in the past, it's a time to recorrect, right? But now that we're in this particular order and the framework, we're starting at zero. And in the 0 degree realm of all, we're at this beginning, the genesis, so to speak. And so we're reintroducing the emphasis. When we start from zero, it doesn't mean that everything that we experienced or that we worked hard to implement prior to this moment has no meaning or benefit. It just means that in this exact moment, especially because we are also planetarily wise in a trine with Uranus, Gemini, and Pluto, Aquarius, we have Pluto and Aquarius and Uranus, Gemini. And when you have these elements that are happening, there is a lot of a zooming in of perspective and that reintroduction to the beginning. And so you go back to the starting point at zero. And so you want to see what your inner habits are and how they outpicture and how they manifest into the realm of your world. Right, and how they interconnect with the world view of others that are in your proximity. So when we discuss looking within and what shapes us, what molds us, and how we can co-create to really be the recipient to benefit from our hard work and dedication, it's merely in the absolution of that devotion. When we go into that dedication and the devotion to the main themes of organization, self-love, health, service to others, service to ourselves, but also in a reflective time when we feel that we have to go within. And there's markers that we experience often when we go within and we seek, like, what is it that I truly desire? What is it that I truly want to invoke into my life? What do I want to will into my collective field, right? What is it that I'd like to draw in from the universal cosmos to benefit myself in this time, or my future self, or to heal my past self, or to heal my present self? So this is why starting at zero is very crucial during this trine specifically, because when we are in this place of seeking order and we're going through reality, through time and space, the past, the present, and the future, we go through these timelines. Essentially, it's as if we're living in real time and swimming through, creating through, breathing through. And the trick is to keep breathing, to keep moving forward in that momentum. So we see these, let's say, lines of demarcation, spaces of openness, vessels that we'd like to fill, and then spaces we'd like to empty. Again, it's order, divine order, structure, and finding that inner organization. And when you look at the momentum that is aligned with that meaning of the self, what reminds you of where is it that you'd like to really define and work on? And there are gargantuan elements too. So one may have a huge, massive, gargantuan goal, but also one may have a very small goal that feels gargantuan. And the nervous system can get activated. Let's say somebody wants to clean out one drawer of something. It's like a bunch of markers, let's just pretend. And the markers, they want to make sure that it's in a categorical alignment of, like, these are metallic markers, these are opaque, these are the permanent markers, these are the dry erase markers. And in that example, though, one can get very overwhelmed with just one small container. So when you start with the baby step of the internal emotional framework of yourself, where is it that you'd like to compartmentalize? Because we all have an attic of our mind. That saying, the skeleton's in the closet, that is an expression for a specific reason. Because sometimes when we zoom all the way out with that aspect of creating space to see, right? It can feel a bit scary, a bit frightening to look within. And when you have that moment of opportunity to really look within, to zoom in and zoom out, you recognize that you are actually the creator of your present existence on Earth as you know it. You're actually the creator of your perspective, as we're sovereign souls. And we have our divine creator, but we're here in the co-creation of that. But in our inner self and in our individuation, we are essentially that creator. And when we draw upon divinity, we draw upon God, Christ consciousness, Buddha consciousness, Buddha, Shiva, I mean, whatever it is that is respective to your beliefs, or just universal consciousness, or the oneness of Gaia and all, however it's respective to you. But it's imperative to recognize in this moment that you're also in service to yourself, as we're in this Virgo season, which is of order and service and humanity and health promotion and beauty of self and in the sensuality of things. Why not allow yourself to also receive that self-love? Why not also allow yourself to receive that service, in which is a natural proclivity to just give selflessly, to give abundantly, to give unconditionally. Allow just a moment to start at zero, to give back to yourself. Because when we're in the new moon reflection, especially the Virgo new moon reflection and the black moon, which I'll explain also, that this is the time to start to carve out, remove, redefine, edit, and complete the self in that timeline. And so if we look at, let's say, your specific timelines, milestones, and things might feel a bit blurry. You might not remember it, or you might remember it like it was yesterday. Everyone's different depending on situations. But look at how what you fully processed, what you haven't processed. And is this the time that you want to revisit the processing? And so going through that organization within and going through that reflective reality, it can be feeling like a daunting task, but it's cleaning up your inner room of your mind and your heart space and your emotional space and your spiritual space. And so when you look at what punctuates, what is exclaimed, you can write that down. You can journal that down. Well, I have a fear of elevators. I have fear of letting someone down. Or I have a fear that I can't write anything. Well, everything is respective to everyone, but there's always going to be something that we all have, whether it be minute or large. Yet, to each of ourselves, that what might be seemingly small to another is, in essence, gargantuan to that self that is afraid of moving forward. So, in the perfectionism, the paralysis analysis, the procrastination, that is often something that we encounter, especially when we're in the element of self-exploration. And we look within the inner mirror of ourself and the outer mirror, and the parallelism of that. We see what's congruent, we see what's incongruent, and we pull from and we also implement. So we remove, we replace, and then we rotate, right? So we feel at times we could be exposed too much, or in essence, overexposed to things. And then sometimes the connection feels off. The connection to the self feels off, or the connection to the higher self feels off. And that is why it's so crucial to go into the beginner's mind to start at zero. Because if you can empty the mind, even for just a moment, through prayer, through certain yogic principles, through certain types of spiritual austerities, certain mantras and chantings, whatever it is that works for you, fasting, anything, you can truly start to gain custody of your mind. And again, like the previous show, I was touching upon a bit about that and gaining sovereignty over your mind and the control over your mind so you can be in that thoughtful execution of what you would like to deliver to yourself and to others in the world without any other coercion or mind control or brainwashing or any external manipulation. And also, I should bring up this key element now that oftentimes in our subconscious mind, our negative fear-based separative ego that speaks to us, that says often the lies. If you think about the natural, let's say it's so commonly used, and in a cartoon sense, the metaphorical animation of the devil is on one shoulder and the angel is on the other, and they're in the battle of like, no, listen to me, no, listen to me, oh, the reward is here. And then the angel says, no, you'll regret it, please don't do that. And the devil says, no, you got it now, seek impulse, seek immediate reward right now. Seek the immediate gratification. And then the angel says, no, wait. So there is that internal struggle, right? The internal battle within. So sometimes when we listen to the negative fear-based separative ego mind, which is essentially the little devil that is on the shoulder, that is in contrast to the little angel on the shoulder, the little angel on the shoulder is essentially your highest mind, your Christ consciousness, your Buddha consciousness, your highest self, your cosmic conscious state, your universal conscious state that knows you from the very beginning through time and space and wants the best for you. But we don't often get to touch in unless we really try and we are able to implement order, discipline, and dedication and devotion to ourselves, even if it's in a 30-second, 1 minute, 3 minute, 5 minute, and you work up to it in increments. If we think about the Buddhist monks that are in complete devotion, chanting, if we look at the Christian mystics or the Catholic mystics or any of the mystics throughout time, where they're in total dedication to prayer consistently to the Blessed Mother Mary, to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. If we look at the yogis that are in this divine essence of achieving and attaining their nirvana here upon this dimension, we look at all the types, all the aspects, one common denominator, discipline, dedication, devotion, but emptying of the mind first. Because when you're manifesting, and especially right now during this particular time frame, it is imperative to seek at least your version of emptying your mind. And I'm certainly not saying that, oh, expect yourself to overnight become this mystical yogi or a mystic in itself or in this, like a bodhisattva. Like you look at your own perimeter, what works for you, but you can aspire to that. And when you are in that hyper connectivity of the self, and then you ground, and this is also a good time to ground the self, because oftentimes when we feel undernourished, we feel a bit malnutritioned emotionally or spiritually, we often are seeking that level of where we want to be in a heightened state of being, but also grounded to where we can begin anew. We can begin from a new place of perspective. And in those inner retrospections where we go inward and we think and we focus, we acquire a certain level of clarity, right? And discernment. And that discernment, whether it's the Holy Spirit discernment, whether it is interdimensionally as well, in addition to the Holy Spirit discernment, or if it is in the grand achievement of that enlightenment in which you seek, then you're listening to your highest self, and you're not listening to the negative fear-based separative ego mind, which is essentially that quintessential devil on your shoulder. Because when we listen to the devil on our shoulder, self-sabotage ensues, self-degradation ensues, and also self-hatred, self-loathing. The opposite, the separation of God, the separation of angels, the separation of cosmic frequencies, the separation of the pure realm of the interdimensional beings of love and light. So, when you are in the absence of that self-love, the auric field is leaky and vulnerable to more of those dark forces and, let's say, entities, diabolical influences, or lower frequency interferences. And some of you may not believe in entities or diabolical or Luciferian forces, but and that's fine. And some of you may really believe in that. And again, the show is for everyone. I'm just speaking upon various aspects that can occur in various conditions that have been observed. And so some want to just focus on, oh, that's a lower frequency that I don't want to conjoin with. Well, then you amp up your higher frequency. You amp up your attainment to a light frequency. You amp up and you go within and you seek from a clear, lucid mind that purity in which you seek. And so if we think about the interdimensional beings, like the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, Lemurians, and so on, we could literally go at so much length at that. But what's the one common denominator? Love, self-empowerment, empowerment, and seeking the divine order of accomplishment, seeking that self-actualization exponentially to keep growing, to conjure in the light codes, to conjure in the light frequencies, which is the exact opposite of the falseness. And if we look into the falseness of the Baphomet, if we look into the falseness of the dark negative energies that do suppress us, what feels better to the self? What feels better for the goal of attaining and manifesting? And so when we feel the frequencies of that self-love that supersede the negative fear-based separative ego, and we look at our stimuli within, and we look at the lines of causation, and we look at the routines, and how do we optimize our routines? How do we maximize our potential? In what type of spiritual routine are we creating for ourselves? And the reason I speak upon this is because we can talk about manifesting all day long, but if we don't talk about the prelude and the formula prior to a successful manifestation element, then it would be not as successful. And so the goal is to have a successful manifestation. And so there is a specificity there, and especially in the Virgo time frame, there is order, 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 structure, 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 analytics, profound, right? So we look at everything with intentionality. We look at everything with a pronunciation, with an emphasis, articulation. And in the deep analysis of things, yes, everything needs to be dotted. Everything needs to be crossed with the T. Everything needs to have the proper placement of the commas and the periods and so forth. And when we want to start from the zero and we are in the reunification aspect, all these steps are paramount and instrumental to our success. And this is the time that we have to quiet the negative mind, quiet the monkey mind, the chatter mind, the computer brain. That, yes, one may say, well, the computer brain is in the analysis, but also, though, when we go too much in analysis, we go in paralysis. However, I'm speaking of the prelude to beginning to get to that proper attitudinal right thought action place when you want to manifest. And so you get out the subconscious, you work with the subconscious, you clear the subconscious. And then everything else in this lunation you can draw from. Because if we look at the wisdom of the self, we look at the beginning of everything, and we reintroduce ourselves to those habits, it starts to feel good, right? You hear about 21 days to make a habit. Well, there's also 21 days for conscious reconditioning. 21 days to make a habit. So, if you want to manifest, you want to quit a vice, or you want to really work on every day, I want to work on self-love. I love myself. And that, again, that's one of those, let's say, proclaimed elements of that can be seemingly so easy, but it's actually very difficult for many people, more people than they'd like to admit. And so, I speak of that because that is a general universal resistance at times to say, I love myself, because we can really say, I love myself, but do we really feel it? Do we really mean it? Are we actually visually and with all our six senses and beyond feeling and grasping that self-love? Because sometimes we can say something, but if we don't apply the intentionality and the follow-through of the meaning behind it, then it's not going to actually have everlasting results. You might have a short-term yield, but not a long-term yield. And so when we are in the frequency of really believing it, really living in it, we're really breathing in it, we're really feeling it, we're assimilating in, that is when the magic begins to spark, because we are all, in essence, divine sparks of creation. We are all in the interwovenness of the frequency and the essence of life form here on Earth, and also connected to the beyond, right? And so we are not just of this planet Earth. We are also from interdimensional planets. We are also connected to source. We are also connected to the beyond and the past ancestrally. So the oneness of all of us has our own historical timeline and also our own galactic timelines. And so when we start from zero, again, repetition with wisdom here, you can feel that narrative of that story in which you wish to be the author of, in which that story that I'm going to rewrite my story beginning now, right? And so one other element, though, when it comes to a new moon, is that we look at the fresh beginnings, the lucrative new beginnings, what we find beneficial for ourselves, right? And there are energies ongoing. And yes, we have solar flares going on. We have a great deal of solar forcing occurring. Well, there's always going to be energies happening in the world and psychic energy, and then our own personal energy and the energy of others around us. But when we look at the specific elements of this electricity, so to speak, this particular new moon, meaning today, August 23rd, it is profound, it is significant, because we have two new moons in Virgo in this particular, in 1 month. So in the particularness of having the sparks, having the electricity, having these sudden shifts and changes that we're optimizing for the better, right? We're looking at what we would like, especially for the next 7 years. And one may say, well, that's impossible, because how can one new moon affect the next 7 years? But if you look at it astrologically, and I'm not an astrologer, I just study and speak of it. But if we look at it in the element of what can curtail, what can prohibit, what can enhance, what can complement, there's so much powerful energy right now. And if we look to in our financial world, and this is why I speak of self-love first, because self-love promotes recipients. Self-love promotes the reciprocation. And when you have self-love, you're naturally in the order of the mind and the heart and the spirit to be in that mode already to receive. And so when we speak of finances, you really want to be in the mode of receiving to invoke financial abundance or seeking financial goals when you're manifesting them. Because when we essentially take to the sky, we take to the planets, we take to the interdimensional frequencies, we take to God, we take to our angels, we take to our highest self, that is when we see the significance of our goals when we manifest, that this is imperative. We have to really be diligent and be devoted and dedicated to our goals. And so if we truly optimize the specific energy and we are encompassing that energy, we'll have breakthroughs. And part of manifestation is also breakthroughs, to transcend from the previous self-imposed limitations or the previous limitations that were implemented vicariously through the external world or in your subconscious or in the place of a self-limiting belief system or a self-limiting belief program or externally, if one had told you prior that, oh, you're never going to be able to do that. Oh, you're never going to be able to succeed. Oh, you're never going to be able. Well, that lodges in the subconscious, and you have to have a great deal of proficiency, a great deal of strong will, a great deal of inner confidence, a great deal of in the healthy stubbornness of not listening to the critics that know nothing of what they speak of, But unless you have that type of ice running through your veins that can fuel you, and the dedication and determination and stamina of a bear, you're going to be in a different frequency. It's not very common that people don't listen to the critics. Some people use the critics or the critic mind to fuel them to prove otherwise, where we can prove ourselves and disprove the enemy, right? Disprove the naysayers. And that's great if you can use it and that works for you, perfect. But majority of people actually believe the critic. Majority of people actually succumb to that external critic, and then thereby become their own internal critic. And then you have this talented artist, a talented singer, a talented writer, a talented musician, a talented actor, a talented inventor who just, well, my parents never said it, or my spouse, or my best friend, or my colleague, or the professor I looked up to, or whoever it was, right? They said that I was going to do nothing, that this was going to go nowhere, so I gave up. And right. And so, but imagine if that person had the will of a bull, of a will of a bear, right? And did not believe in the lies and the lies that we tell ourselves. And that dedication is applied and exponentially broadcasted out and exponentially lived in that new reality. Well, my goodness, they could be that next big success for themselves. And so we also have, like I was speaking about, the changes and the shifts. If you allow yourself to feel and take in the consideration of the self-care and the self-love, you can really notice where you can feel lucky. And allowing the new moon energy to serve you. But you have to do the work. You have to do the work. And you have to make sure that if there are things that are obstacles in your way that you don't want, things that are bad habits that are self-destructive or self-sabbatical, like a self-sabotage, and then you want to take a sabbatical from those aspects. So that's a good time right now as well to work on that. But you also want to recognize and remember that we're in eclipse season as well. So I believe we have an eclipse the first week of September, maybe the 6th or 7th. We have changes and shifts also ongoing. And so when I say maximize your potential, think about the possibilities. Look at the programs in which you run, and you want to use the Virgo energy for making a streamlined approach, or these plans that you may have for yourself, or the goals, or what you want to maximize. And so, setting that intention, setting those goals, having that dedication, and you can look back and say, wow, 30 days from today, what have I done differently? 21 days from today, what have I done differently? Am I actually executed what I needed to? I didn't fall off. I actually stayed the path. I actually stayed the course, right? So in new moons, again, it's a new chapter, it's a new beginning, starting at 0 degrees. You want to continue to reflect that you have the possibilities that you can start, that you can have the dreams that you wish for, that you can be the maker of that no one else is in control but yourself. And so you're gonna have maybe reminders of those challenges, those set points, those breakthrough moments where you remember what the professor said, you remember what that instructor said, you remember what, Sally Mae and John Doe said to you or whatever about, well, your invention's never going to take off the ground. And you believed it. This is where you tell yourself, you know what? I'm reinventing myself right now. And so grounding is essential for this because in the energetic aspect, there's always going to be, like I was saying earlier, the chaos, calamity, the turbulence. Call in your highest self, call in your higher purpose, because you know that if you utilize that during eclipse time, change and transformation of self, you can be that change that you seek. So let's go into the eclipses though. Let's just discuss that. So while we have eclipses, and we've spoken about this before in the past, but let's just do a refresher briefly. Well, energetically, eclipses are very thought-provoking, right? And we go back to the ancient times in which we worshipped the sun god Ra, we worshipped the lunar moon, the goddess, and historically we would automatically think that there is doom, or the god was displeased with us. Goddess, the universe was displeased with us. So there is something epigenetically within our ancestral root lineage and our spiritual lineage that has a dramatic effect on us. And some people might say, oh, well, bah humbug, that doesn't matter. Well, fine. But to those of you that it does affect, well, there is a true energetically aligned process whenever we have eclipses. And it's not just in the mind, because we have it epigenetically in that attunement to the focus on what an eclipse, a total eclipse, a lunar eclipse, a solar eclipse, any eclipses of all sorts, any time that there is a dramatic shift and change, even if in the location and the vicinity in which we reside, during the moment in which that is occurring, if we're visiting a place and it happens to be right there in our view, well, and if it isn't, essentially it doesn't matter, because it is still the energetic force field that is occurring, whether we are awake or asleep, if we're having a front row view with the right types of for protection for the eyes, the right type of goggles, and if we're far away, we never see it. It doesn't matter. The energy of it is profound, intense, and it's a reminder that significance of change is imperative. It's a reminder that we are always in a state of ebb and flow, and the metamorphosis of ourself, that we can transform when we want to. We can transform if we give ourselves a chance to. That we can give ourselves permission to transform and to exponentially follow through with that transformation. And isn't that beautiful to know that you have that custody of your mind? You have the custody of your heart. You have the custody of your heart, mind, body, spirit, in conjunction with the divine creator and whatever you wish to draw from, the Holy Spirit energy, Jesus Christ consciousness, Buddha consciousness, universal cosmic consciousness, or all of the above. Let's say you're calling in that for the stabilization of what you seek, and you're also using the Virgo moon in that stability and implementing that grounding. Because when we have the let's say the threshold, and we look at what we've tolerated, we look at what we've quote unquote put up with, what we're quote unquote fed up with, what we no longer wish to co-sign, right? And we stand up for our boundaries, our personal boundaries, and what is benefic for ourselves and those around us. And if we're honoring ourselves, we're also honoring our transformation. We're honoring our own inner eclipse, our own energetic frequencies with the cosmic frequencies and with the Earth's frequencies. And so through the intensity of eclipses and this particular time, and eclipse seasons are averaging maybe every 6 months or so, and we have the sun, the moon, and the Earth, and it gives way to the solar, the full total, and the lunar eclipses. And however it is, we also have that within. So we look at what no longer serves us. We look at what brings us down. We look at what amplifies and raises us up. What gives us energy? What removes energy? What we feel energized by and what we feel drained by, right? And so sometimes eclipse season can be very staggering for people because they don't know exactly. They think that they want one thing and they recognize that, wow, that's actually not what I want. I want something different. I want something better. I want something more harmonious. I want to take care of this root origin, whatever it may be. And sometimes we're living the dreams of others. Sometimes we're in a pattern of people pleasing. And that also goes into the Virgo mode because to serve. And so when we go into our higher purpose, well, we can serve ourselves. And essentially, we've all heard this, and this is a common example that we have to put the oxygen mask on ourselves first before we put it on the 6-year-old in the airplane, right? If it is our child, if it's a neighbor's child, we put it on ourselves first so we can be strongest to help the other. We cannot be weak during that. And if we feel weak, then we have to remind ourselves that we do need that supplemental oxygen. We need to keep breathing. We need to keep transcending and moving forward and gaining our momentum back because it can be turbulent, right? And again, we desire to get back on the right track. And just like the ebb and the flow, the eclipses will certainly notify us energetically if we're on that right path. And if we enter upon the left hand of darkness, then we know that we've gone into a place that is almost like quicksand. So, pushing through, transcending through, and seizing our day, right? Seize the day, seize the timeline, seize the opportunities, go into the place of gratitude, and really look upon what works for you, what essentially is in your own personal divine order of manifestation. Because you can do all the manifestations that you want, and there's so many resources, but this is why I speak about the prelude to manifestation so much, because this is potent time to really reflect upon what energy you can invoke and utilize and maximize for yourself. So when we also reflect upon what we can do with this new time, what can we maximize with this new time of ourselves? Well, you can look down on your physical goals, your mental health goals, your emotional health goals, your spiritual goals, and give yourself a literal metaphorical house cleaning inside. Internally, look within your heart space, look within your mind, look within your spirit, and feel that. Do a cleanse. You could do a cleanse of your home, a cleanse of your inner temple, your body. You could do a cleanse. You could maybe take time off of social media. A lot of you expressed to me that you have a proclivity towards certain addictions of things, and that's understandable, but maybe take a time out. Maybe give yourself maybe like an hour window a day, like some of you that are really, 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 you can't live without your TikTok and Instagram and all that. I understand, but you want to start with baby steps, like see what it feels like to go an hour without doom scrolling, as you say, right? Give yourself 30 minutes, set a timer, and be like, wow, okay, I think it can go longer. And sometimes, look at the distractions, look at the time wasters in your life, and recognize that, wow, I just spent 4 hours of my life doom scrolling when I could have been journaling, or I could have been praying, or I could have been doing yoga, or I could have been working out, I could have been doing something productive for myself. And some might say, well, it's productive to look, well, to each their own. But just a reminder, like simple, tiny little things like that, that do mean a lot to most people that share things with me like that. It's okay to revisit and relax. Let yourself find other ways of relaxing. Let yourself find other ways of coping and maybe other things that calm down your nervous system. And perhaps you can actually write down in your journal, like utilizing the Virgo perfectionism, but not trying to be perfect all the time, but looking and plotting, strategizing, saying, what would it look like for my life if I were to cut off social media for 30 minutes a day, let's say, let's pretend, right? Something so simple, but also something that's injurious to a lot of people. They don't think it's that simple. But like, what would it feel like if I was to remove this element from my life 30 minutes a day? How would I be? Who would I be? What would I use that 30 minutes wisely for? And then it goes into a different energy frequency where, wow, the next thing you know, it's an hour. The next thing you know, it's 2 hours. The next thing you know, wow, I turned off my notifications and I almost forgot that I even have TikTok or Instagram, right? Just giving examples of what to hope for if whatever your compulsion could be, or whatever the impulse could be, or whatever the vice, or whatever healthy you want to promote, where, wow, my goal is to drink a certain amount of ounces per water a day, given my body mass index, right? Some people might want to drink half a gallon a day. Everyone depends, right? I'm not giving health advice here. I'm just saying. And you recognize, like, wow, it feels good to take in and consume water every time that I hear the ringer go off, the bell go off, the reminder. And then you start doing it automatically, like almost like Pavlov's theory. So you start to actually want that water where you're in a healthy compromise where it's no longer an unhealthy pattern, but it's becoming a healthy pattern. And then there's always moderation with anything, healthy or unhealthy. Moderation is key. Moderation with everything and anything is key. So when you feel called, write down in a journal, write down whatever feels real, and look at what aspects feel, wow, that's so possible. That's so dreamy. I wish that was me. Well, it can be you. And also, too, I did want to say that love in the new moon, right after this particular new moon, in a sense, with self-love, that new love, let's say renewed states of love, is also welcomed during this time. So when you're actually acting out on these healthy habits, removing old habits, working on removing old habits that aren't healthy or suitable for you, that you're no longer in recipient of service of, if it no longer serves you, let the universe, let the cosmic consciousness help you do the work because you're doing the work. And so you're going to find yourself in turning points at any given time, anytime you do inner work. But be prepared to seal the deal for yourself. Be prepared to walk that walk. Be prepared to talk that talk. And be prepared to literally embrace the new version of you. Because sometimes when you explore the unseen realities previously let's say, that have previously been unchartered, right? Waters that have not been chartered before. It's scary, but once you actually enter the new realms and you visit them for the first time and you familiarize yourself with them, then, the voyage is real, and that inner voyage is increasingly real. And this is also a new way of self-love for yourself and manifesting in the, let's say, benefic aspects of your finances, right? Your personal goals, your business goals, your friendship goals, your family goals. All of that is in perfect alignment, especially right now. And so, before we close for today's show, just wanted to express a little bit more, which I'll probably speak of in the next show, but we also are in a Virgo portal. And I will express more upon that in the next show upcoming. But just in the meantime, when in doubt, no one ever regrets expressing self-love for themselves, even when it's so challenging. Just try. Just give yourself, especially with the energy of the new moon and the eclipses, that you deserve the time for implemental transformation and change, and you deserve the metamorphosis. And you deserve, you deserve, you deserve. And you look at the miracles that you seek to attain, and no one can dictate to you otherwise, only yourself. So, in closing, are you going to listen to the devil on your shoulder? Or are you going to learn to listen to the angel that resides on your shoulder, that wishes you only the best, that wants the best and the greatest for you, that wants you to maximize your time here on planet Earth? So, I wanted to thank you all for your time and your presence joining me today. And to all of those that subscribe, thank you so much for subscribing to the Beyond Earth show. And also another happy birthday again to Lou. And I wish you all a most magical manifesting time and transformation. And I'll see you again in the next 2 weeks. Thanks again. This is Ray Trujillo, your host of the Beyond Earth show, sending love and blessings and light all across the galaxy. Thank you. Bye.